With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former Prince Andrew is placed under arrest in Britain after a review of reports about his alleged contact with Jeffrey Epstein.
The Thames Valley Police said Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was suspected of misconduct in public office. The force, which covers areas west of London, said it was assessing reports that the former Prince Andrew, Mountbatten Windsor, sent trade reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2010. The police force did not name Mountbatten Windsor, as is normal under UK law. But when asked if he had been arrested, the force pointed to a statement saying that they had arrested a man in his 60s. Karen Shamas, London.
President Trump has convened his Board of Peace in Washington today, which consists of some two dozen countries from around the world. President Trump extended his appreciation to the attendees.
Today is a tremendous honor to welcome you all to the United States Institute of Peace for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. Very important. I believe it's the most consequential board, certainly in terms of power and in terms of prestige. There's never been anything close, because these are the greatest world leaders. Almost everybody's accepted, and the ones that haven't will be.
The board was initiated as part of Trump's 20-point peace plan to end the conflict in Gaza. The victims of a deadly avalanche in California's Sierra Nevada include a group connected to a skiing academy near Lake Tahoe. Eight people died in the avalanche that hit Tuesday morning, while one person remains missing. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 267, the Nasdaq dropping 70, the S&P down by 19. This is SRN News. A new report on gender, politics, and religion. Correspondent Michael Harrington has details.
It comes from Real Clear Investigations, and it reveals that for the first time in a quarter of a century, more men are going to church than women. This trend is moving parallel to another one that sees more and more men migrating to the Republican Party while women move to the Democrats. The report also indicates that the decades-long decline in Christianity in the U.S. is leveling off, with revival being noted in some places. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gay rights groups are suing the Trump administration for removing a rainbow pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village. The New York site commemorates the gay rights movement and was established during the Biden administration. The flag was first displayed in 2022 and was the first such banner to fly permanently on federal land. This is SRN News. The Aloha State has a problem with chickens which have no coops roost. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Lawmakers in Hawaii are working on tougher ways to deal with feral chickens, as residents complain about noise, mess, and growing flocks with birds digging up yards in Honolulu. A new bill would let residents kill the chickens. Another measure fines people who feed or release them. Animal advocates have pushed back, saying Honolulu offers a program to trap chickens on private property, but it costs money, and complaints about feral chickens keep rising. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At the Kennedy Space Center, NASA is taking another crack at fueling its giant moon rocket after leaks halted the initial dress rehearsal and delayed astronauts' first trip to the moon in more than a half century. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.